This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As Matt Levin was telling us about yesterday, the Federal Open Market Committee released the minutes of its most recent meeting today. The word cloud for that meeting goes a little bit like this. Inflation got 66 mentions in the minutes. Balance sheet got 26. Supply chain, my personal favorite, just 7, which honestly surprised me, especially in light of a new report from the World Bank and S&P Global Market Intelligence ranking the efficiency of more than 350 ports around the world based on how long ships had to wait last year. The ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, which between them handled more than 40% of all containerized imports to the United States, they came in dead last for efficiency. And most of our other big ports, New York and Savannah and Oakland, they're in the bottom half of the list, too, behind top performers in the Persian Gulf countries and Asia. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more now on why American ports are so far behind.
To be fair, last year was not a normal year, to say the least. U.S. ports processed record amounts of imports as Americans stuck at home took to shopping. But there are some bigger structural differences, says Nick Vias, a professor of supply chain management at the University of Southern California.
There's a huge labor union participation in what actually happened to the ports and what doesn't.
He says U.S. ports generally don't operate around the clock, unlike some of the top-performing ports on the list. Last fall, at the height of the shipping backlog, President Joe Biden moved L.A. and Long Beach to 24/7 operations. But that didn't totally solve the problem, says shipping consultant John Martin.
There was no space on the terminal because you couldn't get the containers out the gate.
The port complex has little room to expand, and warehouses in Southern California are strapped for space and the needed workforce to receive shipments around the clock.
You're looking at warehouse vacancy rates less than 1%, which is unheard of.
But there are many efficient ports, particularly in Asia and Europe, that have even tighter constraints on space, says Christopher Tang, a professor of supply chain management at UCLA. Those ports use more sophisticated technology to quickly move cargo in and out. Automated cranes, sensors, tracking, all powered by AI.
We are really way behind by decades. I'm not joking. We are way behind.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill is putting $17 billion towards port upgrades. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.